Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Mr. Bernanke gives his gift.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Seems everyone and their brother is betting on the Fed lowering interest rates today, a remedy for the credit crunch and insurance against an economic recession. The consensus is the Fed will cut its key overnight lending rate a quarter point. The bet for lower rates helped Asian stocks advance overnight. In Europe, though, the markets are a bit lower after German consumer confidence fell to a 15-year low. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow finished up 101 to 13,727. The S&P added 11 points. The Nasdaq was higher by 12. Not long ago, Libya and its ruler Muammar Gaddafi were pariahs of the world community. Libya was accused of sponsoring terrorism. The U.S. led efforts for international economic sanctions. But in 2004, Gaddafi renounced weapons of mass destruction. Now the U.S. is restoring diplomatic ties. And as Gretchen Wilson reports, Western countries are anxious to begin trade relations.
France just announced it will sell Libya aircraft and civilian nuclear reactors in a package of deals worth $15 billion. The Bush administration's blessed the agreement, saying it trusts Libya to follow non-proliferation rules. It's just the latest example of how the oil-rich country is fast emerging from international isolation. Libya's proven oil reserves are the ninth largest in the world. That's attracted U.S. firms. Chevron quickly snapped up deals after sanctions were lifted in 2004. ExxonMobil and Occidental Petroleum have also moved in. And with oil now near $100 a barrel, it's also attracting mid-sized companies like Oklahoma-based Bronco Drilling, an oil and gas exploration firm. But not everyone's ready to celebrate. Amnesty International says human rights violations continue under Gaddafi's regime. I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
You know you're really famous when love letters you wrote over 50 years ago have the auction world singing. Personal belongings of a long-gone opera diva are up for grabs tomorrow in Milan. Marketplace's Lisa Napoli reports.
Maria Callas died 30 years ago after a storied career as a soprano and a personal life as dramatic as the plot of any opera. Nestor Mascouchin of OperaCollectors.com says over time her mystique has grown.
A lot of people never saw Callas on the stage, but they hear about Callas.
Mascouchin says people are clamoring to bid on the hundreds of items on the auction block, musical scores, jewels, evening gowns, and artwork.
Prices are very high. There's a lot of interest. So it's not for a person who is not really serious about Callas.
Of particular interest, 63 love letters Callas wrote to her husband, whom she eventually left for Greek shipping magnate Aristotle Onassis. He left Callas to marry Jackie Kennedy. All the items in the auction are expected to fetch around $700,000. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. and by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at grantthornton.com.
Toy makers are estimated to sell about 60% of their products for the holidays. The lion's share? Made in China. Product recalls of the past year have many parents wary about Chinese-made toys. As Stacey Vanek Smith reports, that's created an opportunity for some patriotic marketing in the U.S.
Some toy makers are dreaming of a red, white, and blue Christmas. Holiday shoppers can expect to see Made in the USA stickers adorning more and more toys. At Maple Landmark Woodcraft in Burlington, Vermont, toy fire trucks are being sprayed with finish. Walking through his factory, owner Mike Rainville says sales of his natural, locally made toys have jumped about 70% since the recalls began. Rainville says he's been spending a lot of time on the phone, assuring parents and retailers that his company uses no toxic chemicals or lead.
You know, we have customers calling concerned to make sure that our finish is safe and what do you use.
Maple Landmark's website now features a picture of China with the slash through it and assures consumers that the toys are made locally. Industry analyst Sean McGowan says the recent recalls have toy makers on high alert.
At this stage, you know, Barbie's been tested more than Barry Bonds. I think this may be, in fact, you know, the safest holiday ever from the standpoint of what's actually on the shelves.
But McGowan says a Made in the USA claim won't be easy for most toy makers. About 80% of the toys on U.S. shelves are at least partly made in China. That hasn't stopped some companies from fudging the truth, making the Made in the USA claim because their toys are assembled stateside, and not mentioning that individual parts are being made in China. McGowan says this kind of thing makes the whole industry look bad, and he says it's part of the reason toy makers actually want more regulation.
They want a bit more government involvement so that there are standards that they can point to and say, look, this is what we did. The good companies and the safe products want to be able to tout that.
But McGowan says the increased popularity of the Made in the USA label may be just a blip. He says parents who try to buy natural or domestically made toys will face a formidable obstacle.
It's the rare parent that can withstand, you know, the kid in the corner holding his breath until he turns blue because he wants SpongeBob.
But for now, Rainville, the Vermont toy maker, says business is booming, and he's happy to get a bigger chunk of the $20-plus billion toy industry. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
In London last night, rock's biggest reunion. Led Zeppelin played its first concert in 19 years. The show was a not-to-be-repeated charity benefit for the Ahmet Erdogan Education Fund. Erdogan, who died last year, signed Led Zeppelin to Atlantic Records in 1968. Billboard reports rapid speculation of additional shows in the new year. It's estimated Zeppelin could break in $3.2 million a night.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.